This is our fifth in a series of podcasts on vocal health geared for voiceover talents. Today I want to talk about nasal resonance problems. There are three types of disorders that fall under nasality: hypernasality, denasality, and assimilative nasality. That may sound like big important words, but it's not really that difficult. Let me explain. Hypernasality is when someone has an excessively undesirable amount of nasal cavity resonance when they're speaking. Voice consonants and vowels in the English language are primarily characterized by oral resonance and only slightly nasalized, while many Asian nations have an extremely nasal production. Americans and Europeans normally do not. Only three sounds in the English language should be overly nasal, and these are M, the alphabet letter N, and NG, ing. These phonemes in English are, of course, nasal. If you are nasal on other sounds in English, you're probably overly nasal. That's called hypernasality. Another form of nasal problem is called denasality. Denasality is the lack of nasal resonance on the three nasal phonemes in English: m, the letter M, n, the letter N, and ing, n, the letters NG. Denasality can be called a substitution disorder in speech. Denasality usually also affects vowels so that the speaker has some nasality even on vowel sounds in English. An easy way to understand is you have a code in your node. When your nose is stopped up, you talk like that, and that's called denasality. Assimilative nasality is when the speaker's vowels appear nasal when they're adjacent to the three nasal consonants, which are again the alphabet letters M, N, and NG, M, N, ing. So the vowel resonance preceding and following a nasal consonant just keeps hanging on, making the person sound very, very nasal. Of course, there are other problems that can cause excessive nasality, such as a cleft palate and other anatomical situations. If your voice is overly nasal, it is going to have to be addressed sooner or later, and you need to take care of the problem as soon as possible to enjoy a full voiceover career. There are certain character roles where excess nasality would probably win you the role, particularly in a cartoon, that type of thing. But overall, excess nasality in the voice is not highly prized in a voice artist. Once again, as I've said in former podcasts, consult a voice therapist. And it could be that maybe you don't need a therapist, that you can find a voice and speech coach who can help you eliminate this excess nasality problem. I've helped many students with this through the years. Then, of course, you have to do the work. The coach or teacher is only your guide. Another thing I need to mention, for whatever reason in today's world, the nasal speaking voice in daily life is quite prevalent. It's not pretty. It's not pleasant. It's that high-pitched valley girl that you hear in the mall and elsewhere. It's socially acceptable and culturally engendered in some areas of our society. But if you're a voice actor, it's best not to be someone who has a nasal resonance problem. Hope this helps. Betty Zoller, VoicesVoices.com.